Hello.
Dr. Kissinger, sir. On the line.
Hello.
Henry? Mr. President?
Yeah. How are you getting along on your briefings? You seen any more people?
I have, but I've seen people all afternoon.
Right.
But I don't know whether you've seen the Los Angeles Times.
No, no.
John Scalley was in, and he expressed it, my own feeling. He said, John said, there is some thought, maybe on your part, that we haven't had a good press. He thinks it's the most spectacular thing to see.
Well, I think what I really think in terms of the press is basically the Post and the Times. Like the Times headline, if you read it, it says, U.S. and Soviet distress ABMs. Well, you know, now that's a deliberate shaft.
It's a shaft,
and it's totally incorrect. And somebody ought to take them on that. Don't you think?
I'm having that practice.
Yeah. Is he coming in?
Yeah.
Well, I would lay it in. I'd just say that's totally incorrect, deliberately so. And it really is. And of course, they didn't give it the play that they should have either. I mean, this kind of a thing would have been an 8-column banner if the other, you know what I mean? They're dying, Henry. That's their problem.
Well, that is
their problem. And Scalley has got to realize that whatever we got is not really what it's worth. I'm not disappointed. That's what I expected. But I would say that unexpected. I think we've done an excellent job considering what the opposition is. But you know, really, you figure stuff. I think these senators are out on the limb. The newspapers are out on the limb. They all, you know, the Post and the rest have been saying all this thing. So what the hell do you expect them to do? They're gonna try to as best to protect their position, and they're petrified at the thought that maybe we're going to get an agreement.
But it has a certain advantage that it, in the long term, that it is overplayed.
Sure. Oh, that's true.
It makes the negotiations easier.
True, true. Oh, I'm not...
And still, it's a big, Los Angeles Times has a big headline.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
It's front page everywhere.
Sure. Oh, it would be. Well, good God, it ought to be front page. But what I meant is that... I said the New York Times is playing its usual game, just straight out.
I think it will continue
to stress ABMs. Just they missed the point. That isn't what it says. I mean, the significance is not that distress it. It's to stress both.
Exactly.
I think most of the others got that. But it's defensive and offensive. But
was that the Los Angeles Times had on the front page? As a headline.
That's good. Now that's the way to get it across.
The Baltimore Sun, I understand, has a good headline.
Right. Sure.
So we've got these special problem children here from the New York Times.
Sure. And as a matter of fact, there's a nitpick, but they better not nitpick too much on you, because there's going to be a deal made here. You and I both know it.
And Scalley is going over to the Fed Club, and I think.
I don't think you could have handled it better. It's all out there. And of course, we want to realize we got a hell of a television wallop on it. We hit that.
Was the lead 8 minutes? The lead.
And apparently it's Severide and the others.
It's very good. And John Silverman. Scalley may not know the politics, but he feels it was a tremendous play. Maybe not as much as...
No, it was fine.
Certainly not as much as Kennedy would have got.
It's got them on their heels for a little while. And again, it gets Vietnam off the page. Did they run the low casualties in their story?
That's me.
Check. Well, my guess is they probably didn't. You might need a ask them to see if they did.
I look at
Colson's people, don't you bother. But I think it's fine. You're just doing just the right thing. Just play it right on out.
But I'll be seeing Time and Newsweek this afternoon.
Good. And play it very, I think the idea of playing everything just very positively. We're going to work for agreement. That's sure it's hard, but we expect to get one. It's offensive and defensive. It's simultaneous. Period. So. and you'll have a little fun with them. Okay, Henry.
Right.
Thank you.